A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. It's Kyson and Brooks are back, so enjoy. Hey, if you want to help out the podcast and the network, why don't you clear your cookies, head on over to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com, click on the purple Amazon banner, shop like you normally would, and then at the end, the network gets a little bit back, so that'll be cool for everybody. I'm sorry that I am not as good as at these advertisements as frickin' Nick on Me and My Depression. He is he just works it in. He works it in. Like, half the time I'm not even, I don't even know that an advertisement's happening. He's just talking. Oh yeah, Amazon, and it's like,
you know you're
what?
Shit like $500.
Brooks, this is my opening. Don't interrupt the opening. Enjoy the podcast.
Da da ba da da.
We're not doing this. This is not happening.
What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes, guys. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise! Here with me today is
Kyson.
Woo! And
really,
just say your name,
Brooks.
Say it louder. You can't even hear that.
Brooks!
Don't yell.
Brooks.
So how's everybody doing today?
Doing okay. Doing pretty good.
You guys gotta talk.
Doing pretty good.
You guys, stop.
Doing pretty good.
Stop it. Stop being weird. Just talk.
I'm mumbling loudly.
Don't mumble.
Stop being weird.
Don't mumble at all. Just talk in a normal
voice. Shut up!
I'm going to help with that.
Just talk in a normal voice, bro. So how are things, Kyson?
Things are good. Going to college. I got my room all packed up except for things I use on a daily basis.
Like protein?
I'm ready to go. Brooks, that's considered packed up, you asshole. What's up
Is
with
it?
You? What's
it's
going
in
on?
A box. That doesn't count.
Why would I put a box in a box?
Yes. Boxception.
Why? No. Dude. What's going on with you, man?
I get here thinking we're gonna do some fun shit, and you pull this bullshit on me? I got a belly full of white dog shit, and you pull this shit on me?
No, I told Kyson that I needed episodes. Kyson knew that this is what we were doing. We'll go do things after this.
Ah, fine.
Jeez. Just participate.
Don't delete this one. This one's staying.
It is. People are going to see how much of a dick you are. Brooks, how are you doing? I asked you a simple question.
I'm all right.
Moving
Thank
on.
You. Have you guys been listening to anything recently?
Well, none of this podcast.
I've listened to the podcast since the last time I was on.
Thanks, Kyson.
I heard that Nathan's father was talking shit on me.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, you can't just say...
He
motherfucker, you gotta include it in the story.
That. No, it's not about that.
He wasn't
you
wrong,
obviously.
Kyson. He wasn't wrong.
What happened? I didn't listen to it, and I don't want to go back and have to.
My dad said that Kyson is a loser.
Yeah.
And and that he's a mooch.
That I'm a leech.
No, he said a mooch.
He said a leech.
He said leech?
I'm sure he said leech.
That.
That's,
Whoa.
Wow, that hurts even more.
Yeah, that's like you're a bloodsucker.
He said worse things about you, though, Brooks.
What'd he say about me?
I'm not going to tell you. Listen to the podcast.
I'm not going to listen to the podcast.
But he did call my girlfriend a nice lady.
Yeah, he did.
That's
he did
a
say
plus.
That your girlfriend's a nice lady.
I refuse to listen to the podcast because you told me to. I'm not going to listen to it ever again. Not
Brooks,
even this one.
Shut up.
You tried too hard to be a hipster.
Okay.
I know.
Why don't you slick your hair back a little bit? Shut up. Shave the sides.
Kyson, I know you've been listening to
something
recently.
I already did
recently.
Shave the sides.
I know you've been listening to something recently.
Oh God, the new Panic at the Disco song. This is gospel. I love it so much. Oh my God.
Yeah, I've listened to it maybe like 100 times yesterday.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Probably more.
When I first heard about the song from Brooks when I woke up in the morning, I woke up and I see Brooks and he's like, you know, Panic! At the Disco came out with a new music video today. It's not released in their album yet. And I was like, okay, I'll go listen to it. And I looked it up. And from the very first words I heard, I knew I loved this song. Yeah, I saw you tweet about it, and you hashtagged This Is Gospel or whatever, and I was like, that seems familiar, and then so I got on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I can pre-order the album. So I did that before I went to work, and I was like, yep, this song is really good.
I was cruising through YouTube, like any normal day, and then I update it, and it says that a video was uploaded 2 minutes ago. So I was like, all right, cool. So I clicked on it, watched the whole thing, and then, blink, tweet, Panic at the Disco tweeted, new This Is Gospel video out on YouTube, go check it out. And I was so like...
You saw it was cool? Thanks, bro.
I was viewer 301.
Shut up. You were the 331st viewer?
No, 301.
I don't know where I got the 30.
That's a joke. You were
the 301st viewer.
That's a YouTube joke.
I don't get it.
YouTube cuts it off at 301 and checks it for any suspicion if people are buying their views, if there's too many views within a certain time frame. Oh. And everyone comments on videos. I was 301, because back in the day, you know how when there was those forums and those polls, how you do like the bump and then the number you were at. That's like the same thing, except it's just the viewer.
Yeah, no, I never did that. And everyone's
301.
Even on Gaia, I never did the bump. I didn't understand.
When he said the bump, I never understood the bump.
I never understood. Really?
James everyone was like bump.
Everyone just like you bump, just have to bump.
And I was like, I was like, guys, we're on a forum. Have a conversation. I don't understand the
bump.
You're not contributing to the forum.
I didn't get it at all. I guess they were votes.
That's why I roamed more around the role-playing forums on Gaia, because you don't bump on role-playing forums.
Nope.
But you know what? Now I want to get into that, just to bump on every single one.
No, I didn't sell all my stuff. Dude, you gave all of my stuff to me.
I have a bunch of crap on Gaia. I have so much stuff.
It's good stuff, too.
I have not logged on.
Do you get money over time? Is it like an interest thing?
For what?
Do you just grow money out of nowhere?
No, you have to earn it. You have to play.
That's what I thought.
Like things and stuff.
You have to go do that race game. You have to go do other things.
And then you got to pay for those monthly items that were super cool, and you only got to choose one, and everyone wanted the one that had the scarf in it that was like.
That wasn't a monthly item.
Yes, it was. It was February 2007.
Wow, calm down, dude. There were scarves in a lot of them.
You know, the Shaka Retsu scarf.
Like, the most popular item was just
red
the
red scarf.
Yeah, I had that, didn't I?
The one that was like...
Fox stuff was always really popular.
No, actually, Fox stuff got really lame near the end.
The most popular thing on the market, at least when I was frequenting Gaia, was the Coco and Kiki Kitties.
Yes, yeah, those cats, were sweet.
Which were, like, one of the first monthly items.
I do have a Summoner's Tome. I have a white-ass dragon.
I had that.
Need to get back that black today.
I don't roll that black.
I had the evolving item, like the egg that was a snake. That thing was pretty cool.
All right. Moving forward.
You guys playing any new things while you're pooping?
Normally, yes. I just scroll through Reddit. Always, what the fuck now?
Yeah.
Always. It's just like, I've
you gotta
seen
be been
stuff.
Converted.
You gotta be
what
a
the fuck
little
is the
bit
best
careful.
Subreddit. It is the best
when you're, subreddit. When you're searching Reddit on your phone, you got to be careful, because at least the app that I have,
right.
And I think we have the same app, it doesn't show you the tags.
It doesn't.
So sometimes you might be going through WTF.
And you don't know
if it's not safe for work or not, unless they put it in the title.
Yep.
And so you don't know.
I don't know what to expect.
Because if it's not... If it's not tagged not safe for work, you know you're not going to get gore, you're not going to get weird nudity, and you're not going to get death.
Yep.
So you know you're pretty safe on that. So if you're on the computer, you know, I know what I'm in for. But if you're on your phone, if the title's not descriptive enough, you might get something you're not expecting.
I like to tap on everything.
I call it the 45-degree angle, where I turn my hand 45 degrees and look at it from an angle.
Dude.
I do something weird.
I don't look at it front, face, on.
It makes it
it's
so,
not
much,
as bad.
So much
you guys
worse.
Just can't take responsibility for your actions.
But
dude,
I click on every single one of them. If you're gonna click, it's, you know, there's a lot of risky clicks. Sometimes I pass it up. I'm like, not feeling that today.
But if I'm gonna click it,
I'm gonna look directly at
it.
I'm not gonna ease into it.
Did you hear about this baby that has case of human spontaneous combustion.
What?
This baby, its skin sweats a flammable gas.
That's
so it just catches on fire.
That's retarded.
I'm so serious. It was in India. They have a video to prove it. Not the baby
retarded.
Not the baby catching on fire.
I said retardant.
That was rich. Whatever.
Not the baby catching on fire, but the baby in the hospital, and doctors are interviewing the parents, and they're talking about the first experience with this. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
I am the Avatar. Doo, doo. Like from when Korra busts through the wall when she is fat and little.
We're talking about a child who is afflicted with a terrible disease. Okay.
You could end up using that to your advantage.
No, you can't.
That's
human
the human
skin
torch.
Still has nerve endings.
That's the
in
human
it
torch.
No, the human
leprosy
torch. The human torch is a mutant from a made-up universe. This is a baby.
So
with
are
a
you telling
problem
me that's not a mutant?
Okay.
That's a mutant it's from a mutant the real universe. It's not how it works. Okay.
Mutants are the same.
Next question.
Human torch was from like some kind of weird radiation from the sun or something.
How do you know
this
baby,
baby
didn't get it from some weird radiation from NASA that all these Indians work in? Because that's how they do it.
NASA is in America.
And Indians work there.
Not
except
in
for
India.
Brooks, we don't outsource jobs from India into NASA.
It's according to you, it's insourcing.
Brooks, if you brought...
If you bring people in,
that is
no.
Insourcing.
I think technically
no,
that's
insourcing.
Insourcing is when, like, if you need like customer support and you call it, it insources it to someone within America.
Yeah,
that's just a normal job.
That's what insourcing
motherfucker
is.
Motherfucker, that is just a normal job.
That's what
job
insourcing is. I'm looking it up.
Okay,
you're so dumb. I hate you.
What do you guys of the thing on the of the topics on the topic list? What do you guys want to?
Skyrim, haven't played it in a while. Fears, we'll
no, don't
cover that.
Don't say all of the things. Just pick one.
I did actually
let's
play
hold on,
Skyrim
let's cover this
a
one real
ago
quick. Let's cover this one real quick.
50-50?
What makes you guys cry?
There is actually a phenomenon in the human brain called frisson. It's what gives you chills. And I found the subreddit for it on Reddit. And there are certain things that do that, like watching, touching military videos or hearing a certain song. Those types of things make me cry. Also,
there's a whole subreddit of things that make people cry.
It's not very big, but it's not that makes you cry. It's that gives you, like, a huge chill rush sensation, you know what I mean? Like, when you hear the bass drop, you're just like, oh god, there's the bass.
Interesting.
Like the
it's called frisson. I believe that's a pronunciation of it. It's F-R-I-S-S-O-N.
It's actually frisson. I'm just fucking with you. That's not true.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Mm-hmm. It's not very big, but there are a couple things on there that are good. Like, did you see that video of the OCD guy? This is in the category of what makes me cry. The OCD guy, he's reading this poem about the love of his life. And it's just so touching. I can't remember his name, but if you go onto Reddit, it'll probably still be on the front page. Actually, you know, it's been a couple days, so it might be pretty buried now. But it'll still be in the frisson subreddit. Frisson, whatever how you say it.
Yeah, I really gotta check
okay
this out.
The insourcing you guys are thinking of, where they bring people from India to work here.
It's not just
jobs
from India.
That I know, that's called backsourcing. Insourcing is when they outsource something to America. It's like, if I need a source, it's going to be in America. That's insourcing. Bringing jobs from, like, other countries into here and bringing those people into here to work those jobs, that's backsourcing. Or onshoring.
Okay, well, hold on. Given the vocabulary that we had, outsourcing, taken into consideration the opposite of English grammar and verbs, insourcing would be up to date with our technological warfare in the brain.
No,
mine
okay
would be
hold on.
Grammatically
hold on
and logically correct. Then.
Okay, with what Kaizen is saying, backsourcing, who came up with that? But Brooks is right. We were wrong about the word.
I'm
so
saying given all the information that we have.
We're still wrong, though, Kaizen. We're still
that's
wrong.
That's all that matters. That is
no,
all that matters.
No, no,
Brooks,
it's
what
not
makes
that the
Brooks, hold on, Kaizen.
All right.
We're just going to drop. Brooks, what makes you cry?
Teen Wolf and
Teen Wolf makes you cry?
Yes.
There are some feels on Teen Wolf.
Yes. Tumblr makes me cry. Narcoleptic Kittens. Doctor Who. I think I cried a few times watching Supernatural.
I cried
at the end of Merlin.
People.
I don't cry necessarily. I tear up and I go, ah!
That's crying.
That's really weird.
I cried at the end of Merlin, on the last episode of Merlin. It was a shame.
Right.
I also cried... What movie was that?
We need filler words here. We can't.
I don't.
Oh well. Fuck.
Not
it.
A lot of
I
things can
lot.
Make me cry. Sometimes I'll be like, I get the feeling like, ooh, this is
the feels, right?
This is the feeling.
I mostly just cry when I get the feels. I mean, if someone beat the shit out of me and stabbed me a ton of times, then I'd probably cry.
That doesn't count.
That's completely.
I'm talking
different.
Crying from emotions. I cried at the end of Toy Story 3.
Yes. Oh God.
Yes.
I cried when, I don't want to spoil anything, but if you aren't caught up on How I Met Your Mother, skip ahead a couple seconds. I cried when Marshall's dad died. Basically, like, any dad things really get to me.
Dude, that's way far back. How's that caught up?
If you're way far back,
If you're a little bit farther than way far back, then okay, listen to this.
Whatever.
Listen to that last portion, but if you were a little bit before way far back, then skip ahead.
Whatever. Anyway, that kind of stuff gets me. Growing up and
Those stupid dog commercials. Not being able to say bye to people. The animal abuse commercials.
Those don't make me cry. I just changed the channel.
Jennifer McLaughlin, that will ruin your day.
Did you cry in Titanic?
No. Who cries in Titanic?
Bitches.
No, okay, well, I wouldn't.
Why'd you bring it up?
I wouldn't. Yeah, did you cry in Titanic?
I thought of the dog commercials, and then I thought of being at the beach doing the Titanic thing.
Okay, no.
The new fun, wherever you are. And then
I cried for the reason you would not think. It wasn't about any main characters, but when the boat was sinking...
And Jack's friend gets crushed by the thing?
Oh, no. When the dudes were playing and they were like...
No, shush. Not for that reason either. They were showing little images of people all around the boat. There was this old couple in their room still, and they were just laying in bed, and they were like, this is happening.
Yeah.
And I teared up a bit there, and I was like...
There was quite a few shots during the sinking of the thing, where they were
these
people are just accepting it.
I kind of was like... Like, my feels got stabbed, but... I didn't tear up or cry when they were like, it's been a pleasure, man. Or like...
Yeah, no, that was touching. I didn't
after
cry.
After they
though.
Were like...
What's something that people don't know about you guys?
They call me the wild card of the group.
No, they don't, Brooks. Nobody calls
you
that.
Joke? Like on the first one, didn't you?
I think you did. I
joke?
Think that is what you said when you were introducing yourself on the first episode.
I'm the wild card of the group.
Oh, yeah. But I was like, it was more of an anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, no,
that's what
it.
Mine
we
was as well. That and mine was not only referencing Anchorman, but the joke that you had made as well.
Yeah. Kyson, what's the thing that people don't know about you?
I used to roll with pretty hard people. Not gonna lie. I'm still friends with them, and I talk to them on a regular basis.
Okay.
And, like, it's interesting to see what they have kind of turned into now, because they've been shot several times. They know people in the Aryan Brotherhood. And
yeah, you hung out with the wrong crowd.
I would not say it's the wrong crowd. I can get 25 grand
just
like on the spot.
No, it's...
But I'll have to pay it back within like 10 years, but I could get it.
No. That is the wrong crowd. That's the definition of the wrong crowd.
That's like a bank, except instead of just putting you in debt, it kills you.
Whatever.
Literally.
Brooks, what's something that people don't know about you? Something serious. Something heartfelt. From the soul.
People like me because I am rarely late.
No, stop quoting things. This is the only serious part of the podcast.
That's pretty true. Well, I don't know. We got pretty deep with those feels.
Yeah, but we need something
Anyways.
Specifically for this part of the... For this segment.
I know how to tie a bow tie.
Alright, I'll accept it.
Alright.
You really got it... For the Just Me and You podcast, you really got to get a little bit more deep into yourself. Come on.
But do you know how to tie a bow tie?
No.
Did you know I knew how to tie a bow tie?
I'm sure you've brought it up before.
I have not brought it up before.
You probably
Because in
have.
The time
I'm
that
sure
I have learned
you.
And we have hung out, this has been the only time.
All right. It is true. We have not hung out in like...
A fat minute.
4 months.
A fat minute.
In a minute. We had not... I have not seen you in a minute.
Something that people don't know about me, I guess, is, I've kind of alluded to it, but that I used to be a youth leader at my church.
You haven't really talked about that.
I've not really talked about it. But for, a year and a half or so?
Right.
Year and a half, I was a youth leader at my church.
About.
Uh-huh.
You've known them for, like, 2 years, and then you actually got involved.
Yeah, It was like 4 or 5 months into being friends with everybody that I joined the youth group, and I've known everybody for like 2.5 years now. So, a year and a half that I was in the youth group.
Right.
And then a few months ago, back when I had a crappy boss and stuff, I had to stop going as much so I wasn't tired or anything, because I would like kind of miss some sleep to go to that. And then eventually I just worked every day and stuff, so I haven't gone in a long time.
In a long time.
Which is fine, because that church is kind of falling apart.
Yeah, it is, but...
You were the glue, man. You were the glue.
No. The glue was our youth bastard.
Dude, we totally skipped what we're playing when we poop.
No, we talked about it.
What'd you play when you poop?
But no, like, really what broke apart the youth group, and if this didn't happen, I probably would have still gone. I probably would have worked around... work and stuff, but because my youth pastor's wife was sleeping with the worship leader, and then so there was just like bam, bunch of crap happened when that came out. Nobody listens to it. Nobody who was part of that listens to the podcast. It's not like I'm telling people around here.
That's not.
No, that's what happened, and that's why I pretty much stopped going to the youth group.
That's why
because we lost our youth pastor.
Did you know, a man once faked his death to see how many people would attend his funeral? Only his mother showed up.
Yeah, probably because he was somebody who was willing to fake his own death without a dick move.
Maybe people didn't believe that he was actually dead.
Yeah. Alright. What are some things that people like?
That people like?
That you guys like. That you guys like. What do you like?
Okay,
I see you have a high Nate Jordy.
Yes.
What do you guys like? Okay, let's kind of take this on the negative side.
What don't
you like?
Whoa, that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about
like
what
that.
We like. This segment is
You should do that for the one that
I
we
like.
Just take over, where it's just me and you, and like someone impersonates Nate.
Do you guys want to do a podcast just
oh,
you guys?
Oh, we're doing.
You guys,
we're doing.
Do you guys
want to
do the podcast?
Do you guys want to do a podcast of just you guys?
All right, fine. Finish the podcast then, dicks. We got another 20 minutes to do. Better start talking.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So
what
don't
we like?
All right, everybody. Nate just left the room, and we are about to take over. He'll probably cut this out later, so you'll never hear any of this. But I personally don't like Jordan.
He will cut this out.
I know.
And you know for a fact.
It's not...
Secretly, he's like
just
because
she's
the scope
like
to the
so gossipy and just...
She likes to think that she's so huge on religion when she's just...
Not. Alright.
Okay, what I don't like... Oh, this is new Nate speaking, by the way. No. Old Brooks just left the room. This is Brooks. Well, old new Brooks.
Oh my god, you're ruining this.
Whatever, who cares?
But anyways, what I don't like is when people, like, hate me or hate people for doing what they want or for, like, doing what they like. Like, it's the same thing with gay people. I understand that's, for some people, that's completely morally wrong and would never even think about it. But who are we to tell someone who they can and can't love? Like, would I want a gay person coming up to me and being, you can't marry a woman because I'm gay? It's...
good point. And, like, anybody that I've ever talked to that is against gay marriage...
has
is,
nothing
like,
to
they're
back
bringing
it up.
In the religion of it. And that's not... We're talking about legalities and what the country thinks we should do. I honestly could care less about the organics of it. Like, love is love. Okay, and I think it's intensely wrong to tell people that they can't love somebody just because they're the same gender. I don't like... it's just wrong to me. Alright, so moving forward...
how much longer do we have on this?
Seriously, you want to take over the podcast and then...
No, I'm...
You
want to
do this shit?
I'm
you
just
wanna do this shit?
How much longer do we have to go?
I think Nate said we had like 20 minutes. So.
How long? I don't know.
What are we at?
He'll probably come in at like 20 minutes, whatever.
Okay. So, let's see.
Dude, we should just
something
do it and like
I
read
didn't
everything
understand.
He's got the board.
Something I didn't understand. So, Brooks, what's something this week that you just didn't quite understand?
Well... Well, mostly...
Gotta remember that people are kind of new to you being on the podcast. This is, like, maybe the third one that you've been on, so
second.
You can say almost anything.
Second. It was... You guys don't do a lot of things that Brooke says, do you?
Yeah, we do. We do one every week.
For real?
Yeah.
What did I say last week?
I don't know what it was last week, but I know Nate does one every week.
Dick.
Anyways, so...
anyways, something that I don't understand is why is it that when I walked in, Nate called me a loser when... No, I'm not going to go there. Never mind.
Okay.
All right, pass it to you.
That'll carry it on to the next segment. Things Brooke says. You just heard it. I don't get it. Brooks is dumb. All right, so isn't that swell? Brooks, isn't that swell?
Yes. It is swell.
God,
now,
I
on to things I like.
No, shut up. We've already done things I like, dude.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Alright, do you have a... Well, isn't that swell?
Yeah, I think I do have a isn't that swell. Or isn't that swell. Alright. So... earlier this week, I had received $20, and so I left, I was going over to my friend's house, getting my grind on, doing my thing, just whatever people do, like, whatever you do, do you, because that's what I was doing, except not you, and so I was walking, I get there, I show up, and I'm like, dude, I got $20, and so I was checking my pockets, looking on the floor, and I can't find it anywhere. And then I'm like, damn, isn't this fucking swell?
Okay, well, that was intensely boring. Do you have a real? Well, isn't that swell?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Alright, so... if you guys have listened to the original, like, the start of these podcasts, or, like, the very first...
I know what you mean.
Then whatever. If you didn't, go back and listen to it, because I was on that one, and I'm obviously the best person on Earth. But, anyways, if you have heard of me or know anything of me, you obviously know that I'm a Mac Miller fan. So I did get to go... to the Mac Miller concert out here in... do they know where we live?
Oh, yeah, because...
well, we kind of want to keep it vague. Because
of Sammy Tucson, huh?
We do live in Vegas.
Yeah, out here in Vegas, I went down to the House of Blues, and I got 2 free tickets, one for me and one for my friend, to go in and see Mac Miller. And the internet performed, then it was Chance the Rapper, Action Bronson, and then Mac Miller. And Mac Miller did a few songs with the internet. And it was super cool, because I had heard some Chance the Rapper before, but not a lot. Mm. So, isn't that swell?
Alright, let's see.
Why are you asking me the questions? You have not answered shit.
Okay, ask me questions.
Grandma's dollars.
That's Nate's thing, and that's Nate's personal thing, because I know what Grandma's dollars is.
Really?
Yeah. Take it somewhere else.
Alright,
don't mind me.
Everyone, Nate's back, but he is not being included.
Do you have any D&D stories, poems, / songs?
I don't have any D&D stories, poems, / songs. I feel like you can take it a little more, because your rap group has really taken off.
Really? You gotta point this gun back at me?
What do you mean?
Alright, whatever.
Your rap group has kind of taken off.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting pretty big.
Tell the people about it.
Alright, we go by New Gen. New first mixtape coming out, don't know when. Goes under the name of Convenience Store Chronicles. It's me and one of my buddies, one of my friends. And we just make beats. Sometimes we'll just download some random beats that we don't know whose they are. And we'll freestyle to them. If we like it, we'll keep some lines. If we don't like it, we'll keep it anyways, just so we can remember how bad we sucked back in the day. But I think we're taking off. We actually have a solid 9 songs.
I'll be pretty
that
honest.
That are about to be put on
I
this
mixtape. I will be pretty
tape.
Honest. I can vouch
so,
for
stay
their
tuned.
Rap group.
Stay
I can
tuned.
Vouch for this. They are pretty good. And they're not just like your average YouTube rappers.
Flip,
they actually...
Flip.
God, you are ruining my credibility. But...
that was me being the average YouTube rappers.
Okay. All right. That kind of fixes it.
Do you have a track?
Not on me. I don't have any of them.
It's all on Marcus's iPad and phone.
You come to my house to record on my show and talk about your stupid rap group, and you don't even bring a track
pause
for
old
me to put
new
at the
Brooks.
End.
Pause old new Brooks. Brooks is on the mic right now.
Your boy Nasty on the mic.
Boy, I'm Nasty on the mic. Word so strong. Steal your girl's thong. Boy, you know me reppin' Bill La Bong.
That's in one of their songs.
Okay.
If you like that little lick, then...
That's all you get.
We'll bring in more the next time we're on the show.
Get out of my chair, Brooks.
All right, but...
Get out of my chair.
I think it's just about closing time, Nate. Any closing statements?
Well, how'd you guys do?
I think we did pretty good.
I was standing outside the door for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I knew it. I was like, did you hear me say something about the stethoscope on the door?
No.
I didn't hear anything about
I heard
about
Brooks
a stethoscope.
Say that he went to the Mac Miller concert with his... friend, which does not help the what my dad was saying about him.
Why are you breathing weird?
That's how he said it.
Friend.
That's how he said it. I heard it through the door. He's like, I got 2 free tickets at the House of Blues to go see Mac Miller for me and my friend. The way you paused,
I
think my dad might be right.
What?
You just... we're not gonna judge you, bro. Just come out and say it, man.
Why would I? Why
we'll
would be, that signify?
We'll catch
that
the next time.
Did you guys do all of the?
We did things we don't understand. I covered the things Brooks says because I didn't understand.
Actually,
what I was
gonna do for that, since Brooks is actually here, is things Brooks wears. Now, Brooks, what are you wearing?
Button-up shirt.
What is on the
button-up shirt?
All the way to the top,
it's,
mind you.
It's blue. It's kind of got like a worn look. It's got like flowers.
It's got a Hawaiian shirt pattern. The colors
are blue, red, and white.
And darker blue.
Okay.
And darker blue.
And what kind of lower half of your body is that?
I'm wearing shorts.
They are short pants. They are not as tight as they should
and
be.
Why don't you just wear shorts?
Because I don't like shorts.
Why don't you just wear pants?
because it got too hot and these were too small, so I cut them right off at the knee.
But you're wearing, they're basically shorts.
Also, Brooks just recently got a new haircut.
No, but that's kind of a popular haircut that people are doing. He shaved, like, the sides down real low, but he kept the top
and
kind of long. And the back?
Yeah, and the back.
But, like,
that's
it's
a
not,
mullet. That's a mullet.
It's not a mullet because it's longer on the top and it's shorter in the back because that it just naturally grows that way. But it's more of a mohawk. It's just kind of a thicker version of it.
You can't mow that, though.
Yeah, you can.
Do it.
I don't have gel. I don't like doing it because it makes my hair hard and shit, and I don't like that shit.
Then why did you get that?
Because I like the haircut.
But
I like it down.
All right. So, and you guys, you know, this doesn't, I don't do all of these segments.
Oh, I know, we haven't covered all of them. We did an Isn't That Swell, I didn't do a D&D stories.
Yeah, because you guys don't have
D&D stories. We also did not do discussion topic / origin stories
because
either.
We did that already.
We
talked about what makes you guys cry.
That's what that is?
Yes.
Oh, I guess we did all of them except for a striking out scenes, things I heard on another podcast, which you need to change that because it's on another podcast.
On other podcasts.
I don't like that. It should be on another podcast.
And
things
other?
I heard
and other.
On
it's
other.
Another.
Things I heard on other
and
podcasts.
Other.
On another
other.
Podcasts.
On other podcasts.
You know, it's
Cigars
right.
With Chris.
Yeah.
We didn't do that one.
Yeah, because
Chris.
We
because
call
Chris,
Chris because
for
we don't
one
have Chris
here.
And
call
we don't Chris. Have cigars.
We don't have cigars.
You can't eat while we're talking. You can't just reach into my bowl of goldfish.
Oh, God. All right, let's close this up because we have nothing left to talk about.
Kaizen, play a song on your uke.
Play it out. I'll rap to it.
Yeah. No, please
yeah.
Don't. No, please
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Nathan Brown. What the hell? Nigga, go to jail. Please. You got something wrong. I
please.
Think you got fleas up in
please
your beard. It's like
N-word.
A thong. What up?
I don't even
place
have
a beard
like
beard
that bomb. Anymore. I don't have any beard. I shaved off the goatee and that the
just stop.
The chin strap I have
you
is like
already
a year
lost.
Ago. I didn't we weren't fighting.
I think
anything.
It should end right where I had the
whatever. I hate all of you. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Got a text message at a weird time. I just wanted to let you guys know I did not listen to everything that Kaizen and Brooks said, and their views do not represent the views of me or the Popular Outcast Network. So send your hate mail directly to them, because I'm sure they did some weird things. So I hope you enjoyed it, though. And see you next week. Now leaving PopularOutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.